This is the VFB podcast, round 2.5. We are in limbo, folks. Elliot just brought us in with a ripping, roaring guitar lick that he got for Christmas, and he's ripping it up. Thanks a lot, Elliot. Ollie, you can take one over too. This is the commish. You got my email last night, and I gotta say, we're in some limbo. Mark had it. Mark's had an amazing season, an unlikely season. And I want to go into that just a little bit. But we're waiting on a postponed game now. Last night, Mark was 97% chance going into Monday Night Football to win this thing. Becca was also a 97% chance to win the B-team mug. And now I don't know which mug to create. It's causing me a lot of pain as well. I was ready to get my fingers going on the design with the design team and send those mugs straight out to you. Man, we have what happened here exactly? There was a huge hit last night. A bizarre and scary hit for the defensive safety DeMar Hamlin last night, and he's landed himself in the hospital in critical condition. He was hit straight by number 7 on the Bengals team. And it was unsure what happened, if it was a heart condition, if it was some kind of hit-related condition, but he passed out on the field and they canceled the game. So the entire final VFB game has been canceled and postponed, unfortunately, with Mark and Becca very much in limbo in terms of being the champions. According to ESPN, however, if a postponed game is played within 7 days of the original date, all stats count toward the fantasy world, which is in line with ESPN's stat correction policy. If the postponement goes out 8 days or more, which is very possible, Fire Dogs and the Peaceful People will be the VFB 6 champions on a very, very strange technicality. The Marksman star receiver Jamar Chase tweeted support for the Bills' safety last night, saying, "I want to send a prayer to Jamar and his family." Mark needs a combined 10 points still within the next 7 days from either Jamar Chase and or Stephon Diggs. Jamar Chase playing for the Bengals. Stephon Diggs is playing for the Bills. So he was set up perfectly. Stephon had already put up almost half of that within the first hour of the game before it was canceled and postponed to its currently undefined date. Both players are now unfortunately reset to zero until the game is replayed. Rex has already mathematically secured the VFB 6 medals mug. Congrats, Rex. Huge congrats. That mug is in the mail. You can see the design there in last night's email. That will be coming your way shortly. I've already have it sent to you. So that's what's going on. I just want to talk about Mark and his unlikely road to victory here. If he does lose the victory, it's going to be very strange. But think about what Mark had to do to get here. He was riding the fence a lot of the season, just like he normally does, and just as it says on his current B-team mug that he has. He just so happened to have beat all the other teams that he was tied with at an 8-6 record at the end of the season, and that put him at a 5 seed in the playoffs. By not only making the playoffs was somewhat unlikely, but being put at a 5 seed means that he was able to play Roger, a 4 seed at the time. And he beat Roger by just a fraction of a point, advancing to the round 2 of the playoffs. Then he beats Rex consistently, the most consistent team, the most decorated medals team in the entire league this season. And he beats Rex Quando, who happens to have a strange down week where he gets just over 100 points. And Mark beats him just by about 10 points, advancing him to the VFB championship. So all those three events had to happen for Mark to make his way to the championship. And then Mark is up against the giant that is Joe and his, what's Joe's team name? Colorado Fire Dogs, that's right. Joe was set up to win by quite a landslide, and it bounced back and forth all Sunday. Ended up with quite interesting performance from Christian McCaffrey, over 30 points, his secret weapon, but all the other players doing single-digit points, and Joe's end up with a very sleepy week. We were supposed to say night-night to Joe last night with a couple of 1-2 punches from Ja'Marr Chase and Stephon Diggs. But now with this whole catastrophe that's happened here, it's all up in the open. VFB is in limbo, and I don't know which mugs to design. So good luck to both Joe and Mark. Good luck to both Mom and Beck. You guys, whatever happens, it's been a weird season. And let's just move on with the champion that will be crowned by ESPN's stat logic. I do hope the game is played by any means, but let's see where it goes. All right. I thought for this, I would have a quick World Cup update. It may end up going a little bit long, but listen as long as you'd like. This is the final World Cup update of the season. When are we going to Oman? All right, boys, we are here with the final World Cup update of the year.
Daddy, can I come in much later?
You can come in much later if you'd like. I'm going to go ahead and get the pod started right now. You are eating your Cocoa Puffs. And while you're eating your Cocoa Puffs, you can get some thoughts going. Okay, I'm going to get some thoughts going for you a little bit, and then some things will trigger and you can jump in. But don't be shy. We're going to plow on forward because the NFL world is shaken to its core by this hospitalization that we had last night. The whole season's postponed. So we're going to take a minute and refocus on what was an amazing World Cup. Argentina versus was Argentina playing? You want to come in later. Okay, well, the pod is now. We're live on the pod right now. And I think it would be fantastic if you'd, give a little bit of an update. So who were they playing? Argentina versus?
France.
France, that's right. Why don't you come on over? Who was playing for France that did so well during the game?
Messi.
Messi was playing for?
Argentina.
Messi did a fantastic job. But France had a key player, and who was that player?
Mbappé,
that's right. Now, what did Mbappé, did he score any goals?
Yes.
Heck yeah, dude.
He scored 4, but it wasn't enough.
He scored 4 goals, even. It was incredible. It was an incredible game.
But that was not enough goals.
No. We, basically, Argentina started off with 1 goal. Mbappé came back with another goal. And but during that time, we had about 45 minutes. A soccer game is only 90 minutes, right? We have about 45 minutes of just no goals at all, and France was just doing absolutely nothing. In the last part of the game, France scores a goal, 2-1. Argentina scores another goal, it's 2-2. Then Argentina scores another goal, 3-2. And then France scores another goal, 3-3, tied up, going into a shootout. So what was the shootout like?
France scored 1, I think.
Yeah, and that was? Who scored that goal?
Mbappé
scored it. Mbappé scored the other 3 goals to tie him up, and then Mbappé finally scored that
+1 penalty. +1 = 4.
Yep, he's putting his hands together right now. He's got 3 fingers on one hand and 1 on the other, and he smashes his hands together to make
4,
exactly.
This.
That's right. Elliot's crying about a banana right now. Elliot, we are in the middle of a World Cup update. Do you have anything that you would like to say? Not banana. That has a little gross piece on the end. I'm going to just take it off. Put it back in the peel for you. Curious to get your thoughts on Morocco was not in the World Cup. Did that make you sad? When you say yes or no instead of your head nod, we're on a podcast, so.
France.
France? But were you sad that Morocco did not make it to the final World Cup game? Did you like Morocco?
No.
Oh, you didn't like Morocco. Okay, Argentina was playing France. And I'll give you a spoiler. Argentina won in a shootout. Who did you want to win, France or Argentina?
France.
You wanted France to win, so you were for Mbappé.
I was for Messi.
And all he was for Messi, say that again.
Messi.
Messi, so you were for Argentina.
First I was for France, now I was for Argentina.
First you were for France, and then you saw that France wasn't doing too well. And then you, like, I remember that, in the middle of the game, you said, Daddy, you know what? I think I'm going to be for Argentina. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you're still 6 years old, so it's cool you can kind of be flexible a little bit. You don't have to... you can be on a bandwagon here and there, even mid-game like that. That's totally fine. But then it got stressful for you towards the end because it flipped back and forth in those last 15 minutes or so, and then even into the shootout, and you weren't quite sure. Is France going to win? Is Argentina going to win? Who's going to win the game?
Then I made Argentina.
And then who do I support, basically, in those
then
minutes.
I made Argentina, and...
And boom, you stuck with Argentina. That is a credit to you. You flipped from France to Argentina mid-game. But then, all the way through all the suspense, you stuck with Argentina, and that was very impressive, and it paid off because they sure did win, didn't they? Amazing game. Mbappe, by the way, almost made his fourth goal right before the end of overtime, and if you go back and look at the tape, he gets it stolen, the ball at the last minute, stolen by an Argentinian player, and he's so frustrated internally that he screams, and he goes, because that would have won France the game. But he got it taken by a very skilled Argentinian player. Not Messi, one of Messi's teammates. Elliot, I'm curious if the France loss, how did it affect your week going forward? Did it make you real sad or real happy?
Happy.
Okay, so you were supporting France, but not to the point where it was going to affect you in a sad way. What made you happy?
Argentina
made you happy. Very interesting. So you actually, see, he's 2 years old, so he's got even more flexibility on the bandwagon.
Argentina.
After France lost, he was a supporter of France all the way through the shootout. And the very, France loses, and he says, you know what? I'm an Argentinian fan.
Who?
Ellie. Elliot kind of flipped over to Argentina after they won. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Usually I stick with my game, but that Edge wins, but
yeah.
But then he does not lose, and I don't flip to the back, and I don't flip to the
You don't
other
flip
team,
back, yeah.
And when the game is right over.
And you didn't. You stuck with Argentina all the way to the end after the mid-game flip there. You know, it shows some early signs of loyalty within you, and this is good to see. I myself am not as loyal. I was not a Kansas City Chiefs fan on the NFL side until I was late into my adult life. And I switched back to the Kansas City Chiefs after, number one, moving away from New York, where I was a bandwagon New York Giants fan. But also, you know, the Chiefs had to win the Super Bowl for me to be back on board. But now I'm a lifetime Chiefer. Lifetime Kansas City fan, and it feels good. Happy about it. The Chiefs are coming up to be in the playoffs, not to switch the topic a little bit, but the Chiefs will be in the NFL playoffs, which our time is about 2 o'clock in the morning. Would you like to get up with me maybe if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl and watch a Chiefs game at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. You know, February 12th is the Super Bowl this year, so right before Valentine's Day, maybe we can do a little bit of... a little bit of late staying up, and then I'll be thrown off for the whole week and be useless for Valentine's Day. But, hey, it's NFL. It's NFL. So I want to backtrack just a little bit. We had the third place match was Croatia and Morocco. And do you remember who won the third place match?
No.
It was?
Morocco.
Croatia. Where the main player for Croatia, of course, is
Luka Modric.
It may be his last World Cup, but he secured that third place spot. So first place was Argentina, second place France, and third place Croatia, fourth place Morocco. And that's how the Qatar 2022 World Cup ended up. Now,
when Enrique was here,
yeah,
my friend, we watched France versus England.
Yes, we did, and France and, busted them apart.
And then the main player for England, Harry Kane.
Yes, yeah. Harry Kane did. He flipped that goal, the ball right over the top of the goalpost. Yeah. And it was quite embarrassing. But that lost England their game. So, listen, is the next World Cup 2026? Yes, the next Men's World Cup. So we're going to have to wait till 2026 to watch the next World Cup. However, in this summer, we have another World Cup coming up. Do you know who it's for? Hmm? The next World Cup in July is coming up.
No.
It's not the Men's World Cup. It's the
Women's
World Cup.
Where it's for Mama!
What's that?
It's for Mama.
It's for Mama. Yes, Mama could watch it if she wants, but we're also going to watch it because we support women, and also the U.S. team does a fantastic job in the Women's World Cup. They are often champions, whereas on the men's side, not so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've got a playing card right next to your Cocoa Puffs there. It is the U.S. men's national team captain, Brendan Aaronson. Now, he was born in the year 2000, so he's quite a young dude. He's got a lot going for him, and he plays for the Leeds United English team in the club season. So that's, you know, they've got an American coach. They've got an American player. He's the captain of the U.S. national team as well. And they've got an additional American player, Tyler Adams, on the Leeds United team. So I think we've decided pretty much, right? Club team-wise, we're English fans. The Leeds United team, because it's got three Americans there. And then
I'm for the Northeast fan.
And we also got on the Major League Soccer U.S. side, a different league. We have the New York Red Bulls. We've got the New York City FC football club. And then, of course, the very strong Sporting Kansas City, which Ronaldo almost got traded to for the last part of his career.
But Ronaldo lost to Kansas City, I think.
Yeah, and he never ended up playing for Kansas City, but allegedly Kansas City was going to offer them very close to what the Saudi Arabian team, Saudi Arabian League, offered him, which is 200 million euros per year and his own palace.
But Daddy, they could just speak English and the... And Ronaldo and his team could just speak Portugal, but that's why Ronaldo did his English.
That's right. Ronaldo also speaks English, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And English is the number one language in the world because why? No matter what, who tells you? Why is English the most important language in the world? Because it is the international language as well as our language. When a Greek person wants to speak to a French person and they don't know each other's languages, what do they speak?
English.
That's right. When a Mexican person wants to speak to a U.S. person, what do they speak?
English.
Unless they speak Spanish. And if a Moroccan person wants to speak to a Chinese person, what do they speak?
English.
English. English is the number one utilized language in the world.
Everyone and I want to, speaks English if they want to talk to a different land.
That's right. That's why it's so important. And that's why you, my friend, have a huge advantage speaking what you do. And that's why Ronaldo uses English as well. I heard that Messi doesn't speak English so well.
What?
He only speaks Spanish and a little bit of French.
How does he speak English?
He, in all the interviews, he switches to Spanish because he doesn't understand English so well. So, no one quite knows. But you can't be good at everything. If you're a superstar at soccer, you might not be so good at languages. That's the way it is.
How does he speak English?
I don't want to do an impression. I might not be so good at it, but he speaks Spanish like this. And then they're like, do you speak any English? And he goes, no. So, you know. Okay.
And then, like, the campfire say, or the unicorn say, can you speak English, please, Messi? Then he said, no.
One moment. No. Messi, why do you speak English so poorly? Anyway, like I said, you can't have it all. Messi, to wrap up this World Cup update, Messi did say he can see himself putting on the Argentinian jersey again in World Cup 2026 when it's in the U.S. What does that mean? Nobody knows. Is he just going to put it on and be a fan? Is he going to put it on and sit on the bench and watch his teammates play? Or is he going to be, he's 35 now, a 39-year-old player in World Cup 2026 wearing the Argentinian jersey and actually playing for Argentina? Nobody knows. Let's see. I would hope so. And in 2026, you are going to be 10 years old. So you're going to be a much different person by then and probably even more educated on sports. Anything else you want to say before we close out this World Cup update?
Elliot, do you have something you want to say? Elliot, come here, come here. Come here first. Please don't say this. The soccer players. They play soccer, yes. Please don't say that, okay?
Elliot, you want to take us out with a little soccer player update? Go ahead.
Argentina.
And what happens with the soccer players when they play soccer? He's kicking his leg real hard right now and holding on to the table. What do they do, though?
Do they play soccer and have a goalie?
What do they
and
say?
They say... Oh, sorry.
Oh, he's running around. He's running through the hall. He just tripped over a toy. It may have hurt his toe a little bit, but let's see. Oh, he's getting down just like the soccer players get down. He's showing there's a little bit of pain trying to get that penalty kick. Oh, that's exactly what they do. Bam! It falls on the floor just like the soccer players tend to do. Fantastic last update. Any last things you would like to say?
The soccer players run.
The soccer players run and?
They poop.
Oh, God. Definitely do that.
Run! And they poop in their pants? Not. No. Then.
So, the soccer players...
Play soccer.
Play soccer! That's what we're looking for! That's the famous line that's been going viral since your last update. The soccer players play soccer. And Ollie, I just want to personally thank you this time for not dropping any F-bombs and cussing in the podcast. So, fantastic job. The worst you said is poop this time. So, you've really cleaned it up and the network thanks you. All right, guys, let's see what happens with the VFB postponement. Is it going to be Mark? Is it going to be Joe?
Is it going to be the World Cup?
Is it going to be Becca for the B team, or is it going to be Mom and the Peaceful People for the B team championship? Rex Kwando has already got the mug secured. This has been an insane year. I don't know what's going to happen with the VFB tournament this year, but we've got 7 days, and if it goes into that 8th day, it's over. Doesn't matter when the game is played. On to the postponement.
Bye-bye.